This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9. For behold, the day of the Lord is coming, which cannot be escaped, a day of wrath and anger, to make the world desolate and to destroy sinners out of it. For the stars of heaven and Orion and all the hosts of heaven shall not give their light, and it shall be dark at sunrise, and the moon shall not give her light. And I will command evils for the whole world, and I will visit their sins on the ungodly, and I will destroy the pride of transgressors, and will bring low the pride of the haughty. And they that are left shall be more precious than gold tried in the fire, and a man shall be more precious than the stone that is in Ophir. For the heaven shall be enraged, and the earth shall be shaken from her foundation, because of the fierce anger of the Lord of hosts in the day which his wrath shall come on. The day of the Lord is drawing near. The day of the Lord is at hand. And the proclamation of the gospel of the kingdom of God is going forth throughout all the world. And the time will come when this is fulfilled, and then the end will come. And these are according to the words of Jesus. God's fierce wrath will be unleashed without restraint. And it is only fitting because God has released his love without restraint. Thousands of years ago. See, God is love. And even from the beginning, when he created man, created woman in his image and likeness, put them in the garden, blessed them, and gave them commandments to keep them in the way of life. But they disobeyed and died. And the serpent was there in the garden, lying, and brought them to where they died before God. See, he's a liar, a murderer, and a thief. Satan, the serpent, the dragon, he's full of hate, and he is a chief adversary against God and all things that he's created. But he is as like a god of this world. He governs it. And he leads the people astray from God to choose the flesh rather than choose walking in the spirit with God. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Those three sins govern the flesh. And the multitudes by the multitudes follow the way of the flesh. But the coming of the Lord is at hand. And you want to call on the Lord? Because God is commanding all men everywhere to repent and to believe on his Son, Jesus Christ, who bore in his own flesh our sins, the sins of the whole world. And the wrath of God was poured out on Jesus as a judgment for the sins of the world. And those that believe on him will receive righteousness as a gift and eternal life as a gift through God's grace. Will you be a friend of God by believing and obeying him? Will you be his enemy, despising his gift? Consider. It's hard to imagine that people would hate God and be his enemy. And what is hatred but extreme aversion, a strong dislike? And what is an enemy? A hostile force belonging to a hostile nation or power. God loves the world, but he commands us to repent and to walk before him in uprightness, meekness, equity, and humility. And his wrath is not for those that love him and are looking for him. And the good news is, Jesus Christ is coming back. He's a righteous Lord. He's a good Lord. He's truthful. He's kind. And he has already given his life for the sins of the world. No greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. But this is what Jesus did. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Will people choose Jesus to be their master? Or will people choose Satan to be their master? And consider, Satan is a tyrant, a destroyer of the souls of men. But the coming of the Lord is drawing near. Romans 5, verse 10. If we, when we were enemies, were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only, but we also join God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. And not as by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift of many offenses unto justification. For if one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Very simple. But make no mistake, these things that are coming are outlined by Jesus, the prophets, the apostles, recorded in a book. We have it today in the scripture, and not one jot, not one tittle will pass away until all is fulfilled, and heaven and earth shall pass away, but the words of God will remain forever. The world, the things in the world will pass away. So set not your affection on those things. Set your affection on above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Romans 8. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now note this, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. God has a solution for the flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the cross. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, the apostle, gloried in the cross, and he said, I die daily. He gloried in the cross that he was crucified with Christ, but nevertheless he lived. But yet he said in Galatians 2:20, it was not him that lived, but it was Christ living in him. Crucify your flesh, ladies and gentlemen, for it is death. It is the way of opposition to the Lord, and it is deep-seated hatred or enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, and neither can be. Flesh, an enemy, or walking in spirit and a friend of God? Do you love God? Do you hate God? In Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 and following, Paul shared, dear brothers and sisters, pattern your lives after mine and learn from those who follow our example. See, Paul has made it clear in other texts, his manner of life, the way he lived, he was godly, truthful, humble, broken before the Lord, a servant. He followed the example of Jesus, and this is what he promoted and taught. And this is the influence that he sought to bring on those that would follow Jesus. That's what an apostle is. Is a father. Like father, like son. For I have told you often before, and I say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are many whose conduct shows they are really enemies of the cross of Christ. See, there's people that say they're friends of God. There's people that say they love God, but they walk in the flesh. They choose their own life. They choose their own will over that, as opposed to following the Lord. They're selfish, self-seeking, self-promoting. Lust of the eyes, covetous, wanting for yourself. Lust of the flesh, to experience that which God has commanded otherwise. And the pride of life, power, control, prestige. These three sins must be eradicated on the cross. You must crucify your flesh and walk with God by the power of the glory of the Father. Read Romans chapter 6. People that say they love Jesus, but their conduct reveals they don't. In fact, Paul says here in Philippians 3:18, they're really enemies of the cross of Christ. Their future is eternal destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and all they think about is this life here on earth. But we're citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take these weak mortal bodies of ours and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same mighty power that he will use to conquer everything, everywhere. That's our hope, ladies and gentlemen. This world and the things of this world are passing away. And he that loves the world, Jesus said, is an enemy of God. This message today is to tell you that the wrath of God is poured out upon the wicked, the rebels, the ones in the flesh, the ones that are serving themselves, serving men, fearing men, rather than loving God and fearing him. The Spirit of God is yearning you. The call is going out to come to the Lord. Repent. Bear the reproach of Jesus Christ. Identify with the Master. And be humble. Gird yourself with a garment of humility and meekness and kindness. And hide in the Lord, because his fierce wrath is coming forth. We are in a day where the judgment is evident on every sector of life. The economy, the political world, the distress between the nations, corporations that have harmed people for money. This scripture here in Jeremiah 17, verse 5, thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes his flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. This is where we need to be. Put your trust in the Lord. He is King. He is Lord.